I've had this in my list here. I think it came out over the weekend. Again, Cosmopolitan Magazine, which has always been on the cutting edge of depravity, teaching its social media followers how to perform their own satanic abortion ceremonies at home. In a series of recent Instagram posts, they've been promoting a telehealth clinic in New Mexico operated by the Satanic Temple. And the clinic provides mail-order abortion pills within state lines until the 11th week of pregnancy. It also delivers optional instructions for engaging in a satanic ceremony when self-administering the pills. They don't offer any surgical services. They don't offer any exams. And this is the thing that is very dangerous about this. I call the pill, and I forget what the real name is for it, Mephipristone or something like that, but I call it Mephistopheles, the pill. Images in the Cosmo post are blood red, and they have marks of upside-down crosses and pentagrams and sample religious ritual instructions. But the posts seem to be backfiring, as most comments are negative, like this one. Child sacrifice has been around for a long time. Now abortion is being exposed for what it truly is. And it truly is child sacrifice. I've said this for the longest time. That if you look at the ancient religions that were in Canaan, when God sent the Israelites in there, they had, and it wasn't just the area, the Romans called Palestine, but it was also in northern Africa, the area that was Carthage. And you can, to this day, go into Carthage, you find the Tophets, which are the places where they have massive burials of aborted babies. And what they would do is they had the two big religious ceremonies that they had were, you know, a fertility orgy type of thing, Ashtaroth, that would happen with that. And then if there's any unwanted pregnancies from that bacchanalia, they could take the children and they could put them on the heated altar of an idol and burn them to death. They call it passing it through the fire. And that was supposed to bring you prosperity. And if you stop and think about the parallels to our society, yeah, you have these places like Cosmopolitan pushing the promiscuity, and then they come back around and they say, and then, you know, do your abortion if you get pregnant. And then tying in a satanic aspect of it. I've been talking about this for over a decade, making that analogy. And so now they're, you know, might as well do a sacrifice to Moloch. But I don't know. They talk about Moloch in it. I can actually look at their article about it. They said our plan, the satanic temple said, our plan is to make our services the material support for the religious abortion ritual. To people in other states, including ones that have prohibitions, at that time, we would definitely be utilizing our rights under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act to make that possible. Haven't they realized that that thing is pretty much a dead letter by now? They don't care about your religious freedom when it comes to the LGBT agenda. They don't care about your religious freedom when it comes to mandates on abortions. They don't really care about that, but maybe they could get their way. Cosmo brags this maneuver might be the most genius reproductive justice play of our time. Or they may have just really foolishly self-owned themselves and confirmed what everybody else has been saying. This is a satanic agenda. And it's simply murder. So they said, we're going to empower young women. We're going to propel them, says the Cosmopolitan article, to a fun, fearless future. You know, sex without consequences. And oh, by the way, there are consequences, then we have this religious ritual that you can go through. But there's some problems with the self-administering of these abortions at home with a pill. Because, you know, that has been done at home with a pill, but after an examination. And that is done for the protection of the woman, which is another cell phone. Because they've always said this is for women's health. And if they're going to have them take these pills without an examination of them or of the baby, if this is an ectopic pregnancy and they do this abortion, they can bleed to death. And they won't know it until perhaps it's too late. If the baby is too far along, it could cause them to bleed to death. And so don't do any examination for the woman's health to stop this. Self-administered abortion pills are very much of a problem for ectopic pregnancies where the fertilized egg is stuck in the fallopian tube. So it's extremely dangerous. And if anybody really cared about women's health, they would not support this at home without a medical examination. But of course, they don't care about that either. So it's also necessary screening for women with negative blood types. It's not performed in these mail order scenarios, a situation that potentially endangers a patient's future pregnancies. Finally, the person who was pointing out the dangers in this, Dr. Francis, called mail order abortion pills the perfect setup for a trafficker or for an abuser who wants to force abortions on their victims, especially on minors. Don't tell anybody, right? That's always the key thing. As Nolte at Breitbart was saying, Cosmopolitan, cell phones, admits what we always knew, that abortion is satanic. And of course, the satanic temple is always saying, well, Satan is just a mascot. We don't really believe in Satan. Satan is just a mascot. Well, whether or not they believe in him, they are doing everything that he wants them to do. And we've seen this for a very long time. I remember when they had reaction in Texas, you know, after you had Kermit Gosnell, and he was convicted of killing a couple of babies. Instead of sitting off to the side and letting them die, he actively tried to put them out of their misery that he had caused. And so he got charged with two of those. But then he had an abortion that went wrong in his clinic, and it was an illegal alien of color. And so somebody that the Democrats should have cared about, but they didn't care. Anyway, he was convicted of her murder because he didn't get her to the hospital. And when they finally did call emergency services, they were not able to get the gurney through the hallways and other delays like that that happened. And so she died. And as a result of that, in Texas, they said, well, we're going to require that abortion clinics have hallways that are wide enough that people can get gurneys through if they need to and other things like that. And, in response to the Kermit Gosnell thing. And so there was a big fight in Texas. And when these abortion advocates were out there, and so there's abortion advocates and there was Christians out there. And so the abortion advocates started yelling and screaming, "Hail Satan." Well, this is kind of like that. Yeah, it's kind of self-owning.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.